Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and we're producing this show the week before Christmas. Christmas is supposed to be a time of happiness and good cheer, but for many, tragedy seems to be lurking on these holidays. For instance, back in 1988, my father passed away on Christmas morning about 4 o'clock. I'll never forget that Christmas. Our family will always remember it for sure. Well, unfortunately, this Christmas season comes news of another very sad development for another family, the family of Leah Haley. Many of you have read her books. Many of you have heard her on the radio. And I personally feel like she's a member of our special UFO family. We have seen Leah at conferences and interviewed her many times over the years, as you know. This Christmas season, Leah has a special burden. Her husband, Mark Davenport, who himself is a veteran UFO researcher and author of Visitors from Time. Davenport has come down with a very deadly, serious form of cancer. The prognosis for his recovery is not good. Our prayers and our special positive thoughts are with Mark and Leah this holiday season, naturally. And we're looking for a miracle. Yes, miracles do happen from time to time. I do not know Mark personally, but I have come to know him through emails and other correspondence, mainly in connection with interviewing his wife and her abduction stories. Mark seemed to be full of life and humor, and that fact alone has made this news even more a burden to accept. Now, they have not asked me to do this, but I know of this type of hardships when this type of illness hits a family. You know, I think the best thing we could do is buy a book from Mark's publishing company. I know they can use the money, and the good thoughts of increased book sales will do Mark some good, probably more than we can imagine. So I urge you to go out to their website and pick out a copy of one or several of their books. It'll be a twofold purpose, really. It'll offer you some good relaxing entertainment of a good book, and the money, of course, can be used by this family now in their time of need. Here's the website, www.greenleafpublications.com. Go take a look and buy a book. Let's go back 6 months when Leah Haley had no idea about her husband and his serious illness. We talked to Leah Haley in Roswell, New Mexico at our broadcast there over the 4th of July weekend. Leah comes there usually every year. It seems ironic that in this program that we recorded last July, Leah was talking about illnesses that can be fatal, and how the government may be involved. I think you'll find the contents of this show ironic, considering everything that's happened to Leah and now her husband, Mark. Give the show a listen. It's something that we all need to think about. Well, Leah Haley, it's always good to see you.
Well, it's great to see you too, Jerry.
You've been doing a lot of things. We've touched on it before about mind control from the government, not from ETs, right?
Right.
Is that basically that we are the enemy rather than the ETs, or both?
Well, I've been doing, you're right, I have been doing a lot of research on that, and the one thing that I've discovered within the last couple of years is that a lot of the alien abductions, and now I do agree that alien abductions are going on.
Yes.
Okay, I do agree with that. But my research has led me to determine that some of the alien abduction experiences really are being conducted by human beings disguised as aliens. I had a personal experience myself, which...
Right, and we went into detail on the last show about that, as a matter of fact. And You know, we just talked to Gloria Ann Hawker, and she had the same thing about that the government's worse than the ETs, really, even though the ETs aren't pleasant.
I've had more difficulty dealing with the fact that some of our fellow human beings are conducting abductions than the aliens. You know, it's kind of like I can say, well, you know, maybe the aliens just don't understand us, and, you know, maybe they just don't understand that it's not right to kidnap a person.
Mm-hmm.
But our fellow human beings certainly should understand that kidnapping a person is not justified. So, yes, that has been more difficult for me to deal with, too.
And now you're out talking about mind control these days. Are you going to write a book about that?
Unlocking Alien Closets, which came out in 2003, does contain experiences that I've had personally with mind control. I'm sure you know all about MK Ultra and Project Artichoke, which those are experiments that were conducted by the CIA, and they admit it. I exercised my rights under the Freedom of Information Act, and I acquired approximately 20,000 pages of documents from the CIA on mind control.
One time I saw you and said, well, I haven't read them all yet, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't. I've been too busy doing your show, Jerry. Yeah. You won't give me time to read those documents. So, I have been doing radio shows and so many conferences that I really haven't had time. But the ones that I have read, the majority of the ones that I have read, what they are is where it's accounting. You know, it would bore most people, but since I'm a CPA and work in business, I'm interested in where the money goes.
Well, if you follow the money, you usually get the answer.
Right. And so a lot of the documents are, it's approval, for instance, you know, an invoice where the CIA is paying a doctor or a psychiatrist who's outside the agency to conduct a particular experiment for them. And, you know, then there's the approval. Somebody has approved for that check to be paid. So there's a documentation there that the CIA is conducting such experiments. And then there was another one, a document that I read that was particularly interesting to me, where the CIA had done a Manchurian candidate type experiment. Now, I knew all along that the Manchurian candidate phenomenon was real. And there are movies about it that were fictionalized, but that situation actually occurs. But what blew my mind was the fact that the CIA was conducting experiments of this type as early as 1954. That's what I didn't realize. I did not realize that it had gone back 50 years.
Yes. It's incredible to find out what they're doing these days. And the original Manchurian candidate, of course, the movie had a terrible time getting out. I don't know if you know about that or not. Frank Sinatra made the movie and nobody would release it.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That was before your time. You're a young woman. I'm an old man, so I remember. This mind control is going on. What are they trying to do?
Well, of course, you would have to ask them that question to get the right answers. All I can do is theorize. And right now, my theory is that certain agencies are trying to develop non-lethal weaponry to use against our enemies. That's what it seems to be to me.
So, in other words, are we talking about some sort of psychological weapon, or are we talking about a stun gun, or
all of the above?
Mm-hmm.
All of the above. For instance, there are electronic devices, and this is another thing I've been doing. I've been studying patents that have been registered with the U.S. Patent Office.
I'm impressed with your ideas on research. You really are getting to the
heart of the matter. Yeah, I'm not interested so much in hearsay and theories. You know, I want the evidence, and yeah, I'm an experiencer myself but I try to get to the root of what has happened to me. I want evidence. I want the evidence, and I'm going after it. So yeah, I'm going straight to the CIA for the documentation they have. I'm going straight to the patent office for the patents. And one of the recent patents that we've run across is these electronic waves that can be sent out to control crowds. You know, there are tones that can be sent out, transmitted to control sounds, radio waves.
There are really patents that are out there for this stuff.
In the trunk of my car, I have copies of the patents that I'm talking about.
And the companies that get these patents, I guess, are the ones that do good business with government on a regular basis.
Oh, that I can't. The patent doesn't tell me that.
Okay.
The patent only tells me what the technology is. It doesn't tell me who is buying the patent.
You would think they would say who got the patent, wouldn't it?
It gives the name of the person who registered
but
the patent,
the
but I'm just only the individual.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't, you know, name an agency or something. Mm-hmm. But that was one patent that I have a document of it. Another one, for instance, is a patent in which you can have a device in a remote location. This device can pick up the thoughts of a person far away. The thoughts are transmitted electronically back to a computer. The computer then translates the thoughts so that the computer can read exactly what that person is thinking. The computer can also scramble up the thoughts or put new thoughts
back the other way
so that the person who's receiving the thoughts does not realize that the thoughts are coming from another source and they think that the thought is their own.
Literally.
And there's a patent on that.
Literally
I can give you
literally
a patent for it.
So they can do it.
They can do it.
And anybody who
wants to prove this can go to the patent office and get the copy of the patent just like I did. So that's something that cannot be refuted. That's one of those things that cannot be debunked.
Yes.
It's right there in writing, and our government has it, and anybody has access to it if they just know where to look and what to look for.
It's incredible enough that they could translate your thoughts, but to send you new thoughts is scary as hell.
Right, and another patent that I've run across is just one to read minds. In fact, there was a news release where NASA admitted to using mind control to try to determine if passengers going through an airport were terrorists or not.
Wow,
that's already been used. NASA admits it. Mm-hmm. So
mind control is here, unfortunately. It's not just something in science fiction. And it seems to me that we're all just at the back. I mean, is there a defense for any of this? I guess not. Not yet.
The best defense that I know of is knowledge of how these things work, so that if a person is attacked, he has a better chance of recognizing it's going on. And that has helped me, because what got me interested in all this was being a victim of the mind control.
Uh-huh.
And now I know what I know what's being done and how it's being done. And that means I can recognize better when it's happening to me. And just when some weird thought is being projected into my head, like, run that person. And for instance, once upon a time I got a voice in my head saying, run that car next to you off the road. And because I have studied this phenomenon, you know, I was able to identify certainly mm-hmm. that was not my thought, and I knew that it was coming from another. So I was able to concentrate and pay attention and say, I did find it off. And then recently, what I've been getting is these voices in my head that keep telling me I'm getting sick, you know, getting sick. And I recognize that as being an attack to keep me shut up.
You really feel you're still a target.
Yeah, I am. But if the thing is, Jerry, I think you've done enough shows and talked to enough people that you know that the mind is an extremely strong thing. And if a person really believes they're going to die, then they are. Mm-hmm. And you see, if I didn't, and if a person thinks they're going to get sick, they're going to get sick.
Yeah.
And so if I were not able to recognize this and I was submitted myself to the power of the mind control and paid attention to that voice that told me I was going to get sick, I would get sick. But knowing that this is happening now, I'm able to defend myself by saying, no, I'm not going to get sick. I'm fine. I'm healthy. I'm okay. And yeah, you can.
So it's literally power of positive thinking can work if you're really... So in other words, I guess if you're really attuned to it, all of a sudden you get a strange idea like, I'm going to choke Leah. You have to stop saying, no, wait a minute, why would I say that?
Right. The scary thing is that I can't prove this, okay? This is just speculation,
sure,
believed on, based on the things I've been researching, but I really believe that some of the school shootings and some of the murders, you know, like somebody going crazy and murdering their whole family,
mm-hmm,
that kind of thing, I really believe that some of that is caused by mind control and the person was not educated in the phenomenon and therefore wasn't able to protect themselves and went ahead and carried out the order.
You know, if it's just somebody out here that killed somebody and then went on a shooting spree, you might say, well, why them? Well, maybe it's an experiment at this point.
Right, right. And unfortunately, those experiments do take place. You know, there are plenty of experiments like that. Syphilis experiments in Tuskegee a long, long time ago. LSD experiments. So
right, and even the new book by Nick Redfern here about Roswell, talking about they're using Japanese prisoners on a ship that crashed. I don't know if that's true or not or anything like that, but the point is we've done things like that.
Right, and we do know about LSD and syphilis, so we know that those things have happened.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Besides the government intervention, have you had any more contact with ETs, or has that gone away?
The only thing that I've had recently that I can pinpoint is that I had an hour of missing time in March. And the way I might have had more that I don't know of, but the reason that I know this is because I was doing tax preparation all during tax season, doing tax returns for a company that had an overflow. They had more tax returns than they could handle, and they needed a contractor to help them out.
Sure.
So I was a self-employed contractor, and I would go over to their firm whenever I wanted and do tax returns as long as I wanted to that particular day, all during tax season. But I had to, because I was charging that firm,
sure,
by the minutes,
mm-hmm,
you know, in 15-minute increments, I had to document every person's tax return I was working on, what time I started on it, what time I finished it, so I could bill the client that was hiring me. So one morning in March, I was doing tax returns just normally, and at about 10:15, I got up to go to the restroom, and I was working in one of these large multi-office complex,
mm-hmm,
and the office suites were around the outside, on the outer edges of the building, and in the center of the building you had your elevators, your restrooms,
okay,
and your water
right,
fountains
right,
and telephones.
Okay,
so I actually had to leave the office area and go out of the office and into the lobby area to use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went in there and did that and washed my hands and was out within 2 minutes. You know, just ran in and out because I was trying to get back to do the next
sure.
tax return. But when I got back to my desk in the office, it was about 11:20. So an hour had passed and I have no idea. Now, there have been times that I've had missing time when, you know, I had some kind of physical symptom. You know, I was nauseated, dizzy,
sure.
Disoriented. That didn't happen this time. It didn't happen at all.
So are you getting used to it, or is it a different deal? You just don't know.
I just don't know. I mean, I'm puzzled. You know, I mean, the thing that bothers me most of all goes back to the mind control again. knowing about the Manchurian Candidate, and I think, okay, could I have, there's a lot that a person could do in an hour. A person could go out and assassinate somebody in an hour. You know, what if I've done that? That's the kind of thing that bugs me.
And it may be something to worry about from what you say of the patents you found out about. It, even though you're pretty pretty wise and up with it, Leah, because you have fought off these suggestions, I don't know, it's something to worry about.
Well, it is, because, I mean, the ones that I'm aware of I fought off, but what about the ones that, I mean, maybe I could have been subject to something.
We're going
to
save this tape, and it would be good for the defense to hear and play in the jury when they charge you with the murder. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I just thought I'd cheer up your day.
You made my day.
Yeah, right.
You did. Be sure to take a copy of the Manchurian Candidate with you when you go to help in my defense, okay?
Okay.
Leo, it's always a pleasure to see you. I know you got other things to do. And take care
of you,
Jerry. And keep us informed about this. And when you get ready to do another book, let us know.
Well, do. You keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you very much. Sure. Leah Haley, this is Jerry Pippin. We're here at the Earth Station Roswell's office in Roswell, New Mexico. And our on-location producer is Roberta Scott. Until next time, cheers.
Leah Haley and Mark Davenport, our prayers are with you as Leah's husband Mark battles cancer. The news is not good, but as long as there is life, there is hope. So don't forget to help out this family right now by going over to their publishing company website and purchasing a book, maybe two or three. And Leah, Mark, keep hanging in there. Our prayers are with you, my friend. Once again, let's give you the website address, greenleafpublications, all one word, .com.